Your sleep doesn't start when your head hits the pillow. It starts the moment you wake up. More specifically, it starts with what your eyes see in the first 30 minutes of the day. And most people get this completely wrong. Here's what happens. When sunlight enters your eyes in the morning, it hits specialized cells in your retina called intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells. These cells send a direct signal to your suprachiasmatic nucleus, the master clock in your brain that controls your entire circadian rhythm. That signal says, it's morning. Start the 24-hour clock. About 12 to 14 hours later, that same clock triggers melatonin release. Not because it's dark. Because the timer started that morning. No morning light signal. The timer never starts properly. And your melatonin release gets delayed, fragmented, or blunted entirely. This is why shift workers have higher rates of cancer, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic disorders. Their master clock is permanently confused. The protocol is almost embarrassingly simple. Get outside within 30 minutes of waking. Not through a window glass filters out the UV and blue wavelengths your retina needs. Outside. Face toward the sun. You don't need to stare at it. Just let the light hit your face and eyes. On a clear day, you need about 10 minutes. On a cloudy day, 20 to 30 minutes. Overcast skies still deliver 10,000 lux or more. Your indoor lights. Maybe 500 lux on a good day. It's not even close. From my research, this single habit morning sunlight exposure has been shown to improve sleep onset by up to 30 minutes, increase total sleep duration, and regulate cortisol patterns throughout the day. Now the evening side. After sunset, your body is trying to build melatonin. Bright artificial light, especially overhead lights and screens, tells your brain it's still daytime. The published research shows that even standard room lighting can suppress melatonin production by over 50%. After dark, switch to dim, warm lighting. Floor lamps instead of overheads. Orange or red bulbs if you can. And limit screen time. We covered this in the sleep hygiene protocol. Morning sun is free medicine. It costs nothing, it has no side effects, and it sets up your entire hormonal cascade for the day. Cortisol in the morning, melatonin at night, the way your biology was designed to work. This pairs directly with the sleep hygiene protocol and any melatonin or magnesium supplementation in the sleep journey. Without the circadian foundation, those supplements are fighting an uphill battle. With it, everything works better.